Wisdom is the principal thing, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Did the psalmist write those words, or were they written through him by the presence of wisdom, which I am? I come to bring wisdom, but how do you bring wisdom? It is not outer knowledge. It is not intellectual understanding. It is not even something that can be described in human words or in human concepts, because the presence of wisdom, which I am, is beyond the human mind, the mind of duality, the mind that thinks in terms of forms and separations. So how do you bring wisdom? You bring wisdom through the quickening of the mind, through the presence of wisdom that raises the mind beyond the level of the intellect and takes it up higher until it reaches the joy, the freedom, and the love of God. And if you will watch and think back to the experience you have had while you were eating dinner and watch your conversation, you will see that your conversation was so quickened, so above the normal human level of conversation, that you were free, you were basking in the mind of God and the mind of Christ within yourselves, and you were sharing the presence of wisdom. Partly because I have anchored my presence here for some time, but partly because you have tuned into that presence through the mind of Christ within you, the mind of Christ that has been quickened in you over these last couple of days. And you should realize that the only way to bring wisdom to the world is to quicken the mind, to quicken the soul, to make the soul rise above the level of the outer mind and make it experience and see in a way that is undeniable that there is more to life than that outer mind. There is more to understand. There is more to know. And in knowing, there is freedom. There is joy. There is excitement. There is enthusiasm. And it is a force that cannot be denied, and that meets no opposition, because there is no opposition. How can joy, love, enthusiasm have opposition when it has reached the level where it comes from the very presence of God itself, the presence that is beyond form, and therefore beyond the world where there is duality? It is only in the world of duality that there can be opposition. I am the presence of wisdom, and I am beyond the world of duality, and thus there is no opposition to my being, to my flame, to my presence. It is unlimited, unbounded, and it flows, and it moves quickly. And it is the all-pervading wisdom, because truly everything in the entire world of form is created out of God's presence, God's being. And what did the Creator God use to decide what to create and how to create it? He used wisdom, the presence of wisdom. And I would quicken and enlighten your minds so that you can step beyond the level of a human mind and consider for a moment what it would be like to be a creator. To be a creator who stands at that point where he or she is ready to start the creative process that will create an entire world of form. What is going through that mind as it narrows down the design for the universe that it wants to create? One concern, one consideration is, I want to create something that is sustainable, something that will not self-destruct, something that will not collapse, something that can last for a long time. And then how can that be done? Well, it can be done only by setting up certain principles. It's principles that are not dualistic, that are not in contradiction with each other, and therefore will not counteract each other, but will enhance each other and thereby make the entire creation expand and grow. And as long as the creation keeps growing according to these principles, it will be sustained and it will last for an indefinite period of time. And so, your Creator, when he created this particular universe in which you live, was concerned, because he knew he was going to create you, and he knew that he wanted what was best for you. So he wanted you to have a universe that would not collapse, that would not make you suffer, that would not make you experience limitations. So your Creator set up a set of laws, a set of principles, a set of guidelines that sprang directly from the presence of wisdom, so that they were not in contradiction, but they enhanced each other, and thereby would create a stable universe, a stable universe in a sense that it will keep self-transcending and growing and becoming more, and therefore be alive. Because this is another aspect of wisdom that the human mind finds it difficult to understand. You see, the creator of this universe is not the ultimate God, the ultimate presence of God. There is a level beyond your creator. And that level has set down certain rules and laws for how creators can create universes. And one of those, the cardinal rules for all creation, is that anything that is created must be alive. And in order to be alive, it must continually transcend itself and grow and expand. Because that is the definition of life. Self-transcendence is the definition of life. And therefore, when the Lord Christ talked about those who were dead, he talked about those who were not transcending themselves anymore because they have stepped outside of the flow of the presence of wisdom, the flow of the principle, the creative principle itself, and they had set themselves apart, and therefore they had died to that principle. And thus, when the serpent tempted Eve and said, "Thou shalt not surely die if you disobey the rules of God, the will of God," then he was right in a sense that the soul does die spiritually when it is no longer transcending itself and continually coming up higher and expanding. And thus wisdom is that which is in alignment with a creative intent and with the laws of your particular creator. And so that you are continually growing, you are continually becoming more of who you are, more than you were created to be. And in that becoming more, you find the joy, the love, the freedom, the enthusiasm that simply keeps you going and going, never stopping. And you are continually experiencing more and more joy, more and more love, more and more perfection. And it becomes a self-reinforcing spiral that takes you up, 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 and up, almost indefinitely. And this is what you have experienced this day, and you have experienced it through this retreat. And you need to be aware that the world outside of you is not in an upward spiral. The world has many downward spirals. So be careful and guard your light when you leave. And make it a priority to maintain your personal upward spiral and to always keep going up. And be alert to the tempter who will come and tempt you to stop the self-transcending process by saying, "Oh, I can't possibly come up higher. I can't be the Christ in this situation. I can't be my God flame in this situation." Realize that these are lies. This is not the wisdom of God, because the presence of God's wisdom says you can keep transcending yourself, and that is indeed what you are designed to do. And it is only when you are transcending yourself that you will feel the joy and the love that is truly yours to claim, and that is truly the reason for the Creator creating this universe, because he wanted you to share in the joy and the enthusiasm and the love that he felt having reached the consciousness of being able to create. And truly, the presence of God and the presences of God, of which I am one, we are all in that joy, we are all in that love, and we want to share, we want you to experience that, the presence of God's love and God's freedom. How can you not want to share when you have discovered what life truly is about? That God is all love, that God is all joy and freedom. How could you not want to share that? Just think of the contrast in this world where so many people are caught in a joyless, loveless life and know no freedom. They know not the freedom of the mind, the freedom of the spirit. They are so afraid, so boxed in by their fears, that they dare not think about this and they dare not ask this question, because they are afraid of some doomsday prophet, some false prophet who tells them that they will go to hell for even considering a question that goes beyond the doctrine of a particular church. Allow yourself to step back. Allow yourself to come up higher. Allow yourself to sense the joy and the enthusiasm that I am letting rain upon you now. And then feel how in that presence of joy and enthusiasm, all of the human concerns and fears just melt away, like the dew melts away before the rising sun. And then look at the world and say, how silly it is that people are so afraid. How silly it is that they limit themselves so much. I don't need this anymore. I don't want this anymore. I want to be an example of someone who is not buying into the consciousness of fear, who is not buying into the consciousness of death, but who is willing to transcend that consciousness and stand before the world and let your light shine before men and proclaim from the housetops that life doesn't need to be this way. There is more to life, and you can have it when you go into the kingdom of God within you and discover it. And thereby, by allowing yourself to be awakened, to tune in to the higher will of God, which, as you have now learned, and as you have affirmed now many times in the rosary to God's will, that will is not outside of yourself. It is the higher will of your own soul, the higher will of your I Am Presence. And it is your highest desire to come up higher and to be free, to be who you are. And when you realize that, you realize that you have been awakened to the reality of life. You have been awakened from the sleep, from the illusions in which human beings are enveloped. And thereby you can be a light that shines before the world. You can be an example. And you can be the open door whereby the presence of God in you, the flame of God in you, can it be the spark that will awaken another soul. And this is indeed why you came here. This is your reason for being, for coming to earth. That you wanted to express who you are and thereby awaken an entire world, awaken an entire planet that has become so dark that there is hardly any light. And yet where are those who will descend to earth and say, let there be light, as your creator said as his first act of creation? And you are those ones who came here because you had the love to bring that light into this world. And so you came, you descended into these dense bodies, into these dense outer minds. You often took on circumstances that caused diseases or negative experiences in your life because you wanted to show that even though you have had many burdens, you can still wake up from that dream. You can still wake up from the nightmare and realize, oh, thank God it was only a dream. I am awake now. I can forget the dream and move on. And this is precisely what we desire to see happen on earth, that souls wake up and realize that all of the atrocities, all of the negativity on this planet is just a dream, dreamt by the collective consciousness and reinforced to such a point where it has become outpictured in matter, because truly, as your scientists have said, everything is energy. So, physical matter is energy and thoughts are energy. Therefore, what you hold in your mind long enough, what humankind holds in their minds long enough, will be outpictured in physical matter. And thus, the entire universe, the entire planet, and the conditions on this planet, including diseases in your physical body, are the outpicturings of images you have held in your minds, images that you have believed were real or unavoidable. And thus, the key to healing those conditions in the planet, in the body of the earth, and in your own physical body is to change the dream, change the visions in your mind. Because I tell you, matter itself cannot take on form by itself. It can only take on form when directed through a self-conscious being, a self-conscious mind. And therefore, the moment you take your attention off matter, the form that was created by the mind will start breaking down through the process that your scientists have discovered in the second law of thermodynamics. And thus, it is simply a matter of time before all imperfections will collapse in upon themselves through the gravitational force built into matter. And therefore, what I am saying is that when you stop recreating the imperfections, you will start the spiral that will, in some time after it has cycled through the four levels of matter, of the matter world, that will remove all infirmities, all diseases, both in your own life and on the planet as a whole. And this is truly the key to healing, is to realign yourself with the wisdom of God so that you know what is your highest potential, what is the reason why you came here on earth. You might have come here to take on a certain disease in your body, but perhaps it is now time to move on. Perhaps it is time to say, I have carried this disease because I have carried the weight of humankind, but it is time to move on and find another way. Maybe I can find it by giving rosaries instead of carrying a physical disease. Maybe I can find it by coming up higher in consciousness, manifesting the mind of Christ, where I do not even need to give an outer ritual to hold that balance that I am meant to hold for the earth. And so wisdom is the only thing that can help you see why you are here. What is your divine plan? When cycles have turned, that it is time to move to another level of your divine plan and let go of some form of limitation that you had taken on just to demonstrate to people that it is possible to rise above it. And when you realize that you are here and you have taken on these human imperfections just to show that you can rise above it, then you realize that perhaps it is now time to rise. And how do I rise? I rise by saying, this imperfection is not me. It is not part of my identity. It is not part of my being. It was all unreality. It was all a dream. And I am going to separate myself out from it. And I separate myself out by realigning myself with the wisdom of God so I can tell what I need to leave behind and what I need to unify myself with so that I can move on. And this is then is the awakening of the soul to its higher purpose. Because I tell you, many of you have taken on problems, but you were not meant to be burdened by those problems for your entire lifetime. You took them on for a specific purpose, for a specific cycle. And then it is time, there comes a time where your divine plan that you made before you came into embodiment dictates that it is time to move on. It is time to leave behind that limitation, to rise above it, to separate yourself from the consciousness behind it and say, I am moving on. From this point, I am moving forward. I am moving higher because I have more important work to do than to deal with this particular form of human limitation. And this can only happen when your soul is awakened and reconnected to its divine plan. And thus, it is time for you personally to awaken yourselves to your divine plan, but it is also time for those of you who are sensitive to strike a blow for the awakening of all souls on earth to their divine plans. Yet, how can you possibly do this until you have attuned yourself with the will of God and realized that the will of God is not outside of yourself? Because as long as you think the will of God is outside of yourself, you are going to think that your divine plan is also outside of yourself. It was something somebody else put upon you and told you that you had to do. And that will take away the joy and the enthusiasm. Because truly, nobody told you what you had to do. You chose, and you chose out of the love of having the opportunity to come into this life, bring your spiritual frame, and show that you can conquer, that with God all things are possible, and that you can rise above all limitations. And thus, it is your greatest joy to fulfill your divine plan. And when you realize that the will of God is really the will of your higher self, you know that your divine plan is your greatest joy. And that will give you the enthusiasm to focus all of your energy and all your attention on discovering that divine plan, on implementing it and carrying it out. And thus, because you have given this vigil to the rosary of God's will, you have truly carved a trail in the collective consciousness that will make it easier from this point forward for people to accept the will of God as not being foreign to themselves. And therefore, we are now ready to take the next step to awaken the souls of earth to the fact that they do have a purpose for living, that there is a purpose for life, that life does have meaning. It is not just a treadmill. It is not just drudgery. There is an enthusiasm and a joy behind it that is unparalleled, that truly gives your soul a deeper fulfillment than any earthly activity could ever do. And you have a purpose, and you have a divine plan that is very detailed for what you want to accomplish. And that is why I am come with all the enthusiasm and the joy and the freedom of God to release to you the rosary of God's all-pervading wisdom, which is designed specifically to awaken the souls to the purpose for their lives and for the specific of that purpose in their divine plans. And I can assure you that if you will continue and give this vigil for these next 33 days, you will accomplish a mighty work for God and for humankind. But you will also find that things will happen in your own life where you will suddenly begin to realize that your life has far more meaning than you ever considered before. And you will get specific inner directions, and the teacher will come to you in an outer disguise, and you will suddenly begin to see the picture of why you came to earth and what you are here to accomplish. And this truly is our greatest joy, to see you awaken to your purpose. And that is why my being itself is embedded in this rosary. The being of Mother Mary is embedded in this rosary, because we have no other desire than to see you awaken so you can share the joy, the love, and the freedom of God. We need nothing from you. We are not here to get your money, to get your light, to get your obedience. We don't need you to worship us. We are immortal beings. We are self-sufficient. We are like the sun who shines light. Does the sun need anything from earth to shine its light? And thus, we who are the ascended beings need nothing from you to shine our light. But yet, we would so like to see you shine your light, because we know that the light of God that is within us is also in you. And we have experienced that letting that light shine, letting the light of God flow through your form, is the greatest joy and fulfillment that any being could possibly experience. And we want you to have that experience. Therefore, I hope that those around the world who might read this will share in this vigil, and beyond this vigil, will take up the rosaries that we have given and use them to build an upward spiral that will take you into that freedom of knowing who you are, knowing why you are here, knowing where you came from, and knowing where you are going. And thus you will discover the freedom to be. And therefore I seal you now in the presence of wisdom, as the quickening power of the awakening of souls. It is sealed.